you're working every day out in the extreme temperatures, the blazing heat and the freezing cold. What changes did you see? Let's just say between 1980 and 2000, you know, what changes did you see in that time?
Oh, God, lots of changes. Even how you built the house changed. New standards, new rules, new ways that you would have to build a house now due to the weather, because of the hurricane.
Specifications.
You got to make, everything now. You got to have hurricane clips, tornado clips.
Huh.
You got to build extra, tees and corners, for that to have an extra 2x4 put on it to make it more sturdier for the wind and the weather and the rain. You learn to make your dimensions. You know, some houses you might have are 10 or 11 dimensions on a roof. And when I say dimensions, you may have one going this way with one coming across that way, one coming across this way,
so
and that
a
way.
Roof not being just up and down like we think when you draw a picture as a kid.
When,
it's
when
a bunch of different
angles. You have a roof
angles.
Like this. Now you got them all in different angles, different standards, and they're customized to look very good from, you know, the street.
But that's for the weather?
Yes, because you all got to remember, no matter how you do this, you have to prepare that roof for the weather. Otherwise, the water's got to run off. The snow's got to melt and run off.
Ice.
So each dimension you do, you can't have water setting nowhere. And even in that case, like a big house, and if you had so much, you had water that could sit somewhere and didn't get to a situation where it could roll off into the gutters and so forth, then you would have a big ice stack that would build up and freeze and maybe drop through the house. I mean, it may get too heavy for the roof to handle. Or over and over, over periods of time, it would develop rotten wood underneath that area if you had a lot of water that would stand. So in other words, when you did a house, you had to fix the dimensions. You know, a guy might say, I want this roof like this, and I need to do this to it, and I need to do that to it. So the architect didn't already do it because this guy added it on later, because it's really impossible to do some roofs that people come up with. So you would figure it out to where you could make it work. And then, you know, the measurements might be different. If you might have to pull 16 foot this way and 12 foot that way until you come right together to make a certain spot to make to where the water will run.
Mm.
You know, it's just different things. But
How much of this do you think is because we've gotten better with technology, and how much do you think is because the weather is actually changing?
It's a lot of it's with weather changing. They have had to do so much different things. Tornadoes are so much stronger now. They used to build houses regular, but now everything is more sturdy. You are using a different grade, a different size of wood on roofs. Roofs used to be quarter inch, little old thin pieces of plywood on top. Now you can put no less than a half to 3/8 piece up there because it's got to be sturdy. It's got to be able to hold the weather, you know. And the roofing has changed now. You had different types of shingles that you used to put up. You used to have a little, remember the thin shingle?
John did the shingles.
John did the shingles, and you know, had the really old thin shingle.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you got these big old thick. Trying to think what they're called. I know what they're called, but I can't.
What are they for? What's the difference?
They're heavier and thicker, and so for the shingles to be that big and heavy and thick, you had to put a 3/4 plywood on the roof.
Because the thin little roof can't hold all that weight.
Exactly. That can't hold all the weight.
Huh.
So the shingles would weigh more than the roof would weigh, so you would have to put a thicker wood up there, you know, plywood. You would use a 4x8 3/4 sheet, you know, and it can hold lots, a lot of weight. You know, you can put a lot of weight on that. But it makes a big difference. I mean, weather is part of today's way of doing things. I mean, everything has changed because of weather. Weather is dramatic. I don't know.
Even realize
people
that.
Don't look at it though. They think of weather, they think of rain and snow. You know, when you say weather, that's what you think of, rain and snow. But no, it's really dangerous.